Good evening and welcome to another episode of Audie's Oddities. As always, my name is Audie and I'm here to tell you about the spooky and scary shit happening in our world. Look, normally I have some kind of intro planned for the beginning of an episode. I don't have one today. We are jumping right the fuck in. I'm excited for today's episode. One of my favorite writers is Edgar Allan Poe. I've loved him ever since I was a kid. As famous as this guy is, can you tell me how he died? Because before I took notes for this episode, I had no fucking clue. So I'm not gonna give any spoilers, we're just gonna jump right fucking into it. Edgar Allan Poe was born on January 19th of 1809 in Baltimore. And yes, that is the reason that the Baltimore Ravens are named the Ravens, if you were wondering, found that out while researching this. His parents were Elizabeth Arnold Poe and David Joe Jr. Both of them were actors who passed away within only a couple years of each other, and both of them had passed before Edgar had turned 3. So Poe was now a young orphan who was brought to Richmond to live with his grandfather, John Allen. And whenever I was researching this, everything just said presumed grandfather. I don't love that. Why did we not know? You're telling me that somebody was like, yeah, I guess this is the guy. Throw the kid to him. Whatever. He can have the toddler. That's fine. So he had, I guess, a pretty normal childhood. There's not much about that until 1826 when Poe started studying at the University of Virginia, and he was a fantastic student. Now, John Allen, the man who took him in, was a wealthy tobacco merchant, but he was also a penny pincher. So he sent Poe to school, but with less than a third of the money that he would actually need to attend. So Poe started struggling for money and started gambling with the little bit of money that he had, which wasn't a great idea because Poe wasn't that great at gambling. So by the end of his first term, he was already flat broke. He was so broke that he was burning his own furniture just to stay warm inside of his house. So this created a fight between John and Edgar because John was mad that he was gambling all the money away, while Edgar was mad that John didn't give him enough money in the first place. I see both sides. So with no other option, Poe was forced to drop out of school. So after returning to Richmond, he learned that his fiance of the time, Elmira Shelton, was now engaged to another man. So this was the start of Poe being the sad boy we all know him for. If you've read anything by him, you know that it is gothic and depressing and just beautiful, but also you could just tell he was emo before emo was a thing, you know? And trust me, this was just the start of the amount of shit that would happen to Edgar Allan Poe in his life. And after his life, just wait. So clearly upset about losing the one that he loves, Poe moves to Boston and joins the U.S. Army to support himself so he can start writing. Surprisingly, his own grandfather, or presumed grandfather, John Allen, who wouldn't put him through school in the first place, bought Poe out of the military, which I guess was a thing you could do. So Poe would then enroll in West Point College. He was expelled less than 8 months afterwards because he missed a week straight of classes. There's no reason anywhere that I could find as to why he missed this week. I just want to believe he had a little depressed boy week, you know? We've all been there. We've all just skipped out college for a week. I say as a woman who's never been to college, leave me alone. So with nowhere left to turn, he starts to wonder if his dad had any family left in Baltimore that he had never met. So he goes to Baltimore and finds these other family members after all these years. And while meeting them, his own cousin fucking robs him. This guy's life is just, I cannot believe it. It's comical, the amount of shit that he went through. Imagine trying to find some kind of family member as an orphan that possibly has no family because your grandfather might not be your grandfather. And the first real family you find robs you. So he finds his aunt, whose name is Maria Klim, and she takes him in. And it was around this time of her taking him in that he started publishing his poems and short stories. One of these short stories ended up winning a contest, which kind of jump-started his fame a little bit. He was at least now known as a writer and not just a college dropout. Because he now had a little bit of fame in writing, this led to an editorial position at the Southerner Library Messenger in Richmond. It was also around this time that he would fall in love with a woman named Virginia. Now everybody, take a seat. Remember that this was 1820-something. Virginia was not only his cousin, she was 13. Yes, I know, shivers, gross, ugh. It's not of the times, but back then, they didn't know better. It's gross, I know, I get it. Alright, were we all past that? Great. So they would end up getting married in 1835 when Poe was 27 and she was 13. Ew. So history claims that it was a happy marriage, and it very well could have been, but she was also a child who really wasn't given a voice to speak, so who really knows? And as much as I love the writings of Edgar Allan Poe, I totally accept that this is disgusting. So even as a supposedly happy married couple, they had a lot of money problems. And, you know, there's not a lot of jobs that a 13-year-old can hold to bring in some extra cash. So during this time, Edgar is taking all these different jobs across the coast because I think it's not a permanent gig. He's just writing somewhere and then editing somewhere and going place to place all across from New York to New Jersey, Virginia, just all over. But unfortunately, all of these jobs aren't paying the bills. So during this time, he compiles a collection of his short stories and titles it The Grotesque and Arabesque, which to me is really funny as a dancer because I think of arabesque as a ballet move and not a title of his first short stories. This collection of short stories also published The Fall of the House of Usher, which is one of his most famous stories. So when this was published in 1840, Poe wasn't even paid for selling these books. He was paid with 25 copies of his own book. So by 1845, the New York Mirror publishes Poe's title, The Raven, in the paper. From this, for a short time, Poe was able to live very comfortably with his wife, but unfortunately, he had kind of that dark cloud, that little emo boy thing that would still follow him. So at only 24 years old, young Virginia would die from tuberculosis, and Poe was devastated. Everybody thought that he wouldn't last very long after her death. And this is some foreshadowing. So in 1849, Poe went on quite a bender. We're not really sure of what, but we're pretty sure that it was alcohol. So by the summer, he had sobered up and come back to Richmond and tried to go back to his first fiance, Elmira Shelton. And it worked. They were engaged once again and planning to marry after Poe returned from a business trip to Philadelphia. So he ends up leaving on September 27th by steam train to arrive to Baltimore the next day. And for the next 5 days, there is absolutely no record of where Edgar Allan Poe was, what happened to him, if he got to Baltimore. We have no idea. Until on October 3rd, which is weird because that's my wedding anniversary, but whatever. On October 3rd, Poe was found by an employee of the Baltimore Sun, Joseph W. Walker. He was found outside of a bar, which was also a polling station. We'll get to that in a little bit, okay? But he was found laying in, like, a gutter outside of this bar in really shabby clothing. He wasn't dead, but he was quite close, so they quickly took him to the Washington College Hospital that afternoon. At first, they thought that he was just drunk off of his ass, so they took him to a room where sick, intoxicated people went to just sober up. But Poe never regained full consciousness enough to tell anybody what happened to him, where he had been, anything. Dr. John J. Moran wrote to his aunt / mother-in-law, Marina Clem. Oh, that's fucking disgusting. Oh. He wrote a letter to her to let her know that Edgar had not only passed, but that his last days were spent vacant conversing with spectacles and imaginary objects on the wall. His face was pale and his whole person drenched in perspiration. What a lovely image. So on October 7th at 5 a.m., at the age of only 40, Edgar is pronounced dead. There is a rumor that his last breath was, "Lord, help my poor soul, you little emo boy." I just should title this episode Emo Boy rather than Edgar Allan Poe, or Edgar Allan Poe the Emo Boy. So the official cause of death was phrenitis, which is brain swelling. But I'm not sure how we got to that cause of death because no autopsy was ever performed on his body. Poe was buried in a small unmarked grave in Baltimore. The grave is no longer unmarked after all of these years. I think it was almost 30 years before they finally found him and marked him. So he now has a headstone, which I'll tell you a little bit more about later. He is now in the Westminster Hall and Burial Ground. Also, while doing research for this, I found out that he technically coined the term Poe Toaster. Yes, Poe Toaster, which is what somebody calls an unmarked grave that is discovered years later. So his grave has a raven carved into the top of it, and he's buried next to Virginia and Marie, his aunt. So because no autopsy was ever performed, nobody has any idea what happened to this guy. So this is where everybody starts spreading some rumors. So one of the main rumors is just, he was drunk off of his ass. He died of an alcohol-related syndrome. So not only was Poe possibly an alcoholic for most of his life, but he also had a genetic intolerance to handle alcohol properly. Chris Sepner, who's currently the curator for the Poe Museum, said that it has been documented that after a glass of wine, Poe was already staggering drunk. And it seems like his sister had the same problem, so it was more than likely a hereditary problem. Phrenitis would have made his brain swell, but it also could have been made much worse by alcohol, which would explain the cause of death. Apparently, once after Poe had became extremely sick from drinking in Richmond, a local doctor had actually told him if he didn't stop drinking, it would be the cause of his death. And this would explain why he was such an active and vocal member of the temperance movement for months leading up to his death. And if you don't know, the temperance movement is basically just an anti-alcohol movement, which we're not going to get into this episode, okay? We don't have time for that. So if he had been drinking, it would definitely explain why he looked the way that he did. Now, another theory is that Poe may have been beaten to death. So he was possibly still extremely intoxicated. And because he was so intoxicated and became drunk so easily, he was a really easy target for criminals who could give him one drink and he would no longer be able to fight. This would also explain the shabby clothing that he was found in, considering if he was robbed, they could have just switched clothing with him. A few rumors also followed that this beating could have been over a woman. Let's get into that because this one's weird. So there was a female biographer by the name of E. Oakesmith who wrote in the newspaper in 1867, at the instigation of a woman who considered herself injured by him, Poe was cruelly beaten, blow by blow, by a ruffian who knew of no better mode of avenging supposed injuries. It is well known that a brain fever followed. Another author, John Evangelist Walsh, claimed that the brothers of Poe's fiancée, Elmira, who keep in mind he was engaged to, then not engaged to, marry a child, came back and engaged to again, left, said we're going to get married in 5 days when I come back, came back dead. So according to Walsh, Elmira had three brothers who possibly drugged Poe with alcohol and beat him to death. Apparently they had warned Poe not to marry their sister. We're not sure why, though. Personal theory is that maybe her family had a little bit of money and they didn't feel like sharing it with somebody that they knew was not only a poor man, but thrown out of college for gambling. So Walsh's theory is that Poe made it off of his train in Philadelphia, but was then ambushed in that city. And then Poe would use the shabby clothing to disguise himself and go into hiding. So when he tried to sneak back to Richmond, his brothers caught him in Baltimore, where they could easily give him a single drink and beat him to death and leave him outside in the gutter of the bar. There's another theory that Poe was a victim of cooping. Let's get into that! So cooping is a form of voter fraud. Cooping is when someone would kidnap somebody and force them to wear multiple disguises and go and vote multiple times. And this would explain the shabby clothing as well, and why he was outside of a bar that was being used as a polling place. Apparently back then, when you would vote, they would give you a celebratory drink afterwards. And I mean, it makes sense. This polling place isn't a bar. So if he had voted multiple times and had these multiple celebratory drinks, he would have been drunk off of his ass. A biographer by the name of J.H. Ingram received a couple letters making him believe this was a true theory. A member of the staff at Johns Hopkins Hospital named William Hand Brown wrote a letter to Ingram saying, and I quote, The general belief here is that Poe was seized by one of those gangs and cooped, stupefied with liquor, drugged out, and voted, and then turned adrift to die. One of the last theories that I found was that Poe possibly died of a brain tumor, which could explain why he was acting so strange the last few days before his death. His remains ended up being re-exhumed and dug up 27 years after he died. And this was when they realized that the unmarked grave was Edgar, so I guess they just decided, well, time to exhume him, I guess. Oh, but what's insane is that his birthday is wrong on his own grave. It was marked the day before his birthday. As if he didn't have enough problems and black cloud following him all the time. As they were lifting his coffin to exhume his body, the coffin was so deteriorated that it broke and scattered his remains. Literally in death, this guy can't get a break. But I guess while his skull was rolling, they could hear this mass rolling around inside of it, almost like a rock. So at the time, news articles were reporting that this was the dried up and shriveled brain of Poe. But then they reported that a cerebral mass evidenced no sign of disintegration or decay, though of course it is somewhat diminished. So they're basically trying to say that this would have just been the brain all shriveled up and turned into a hard ball. The problem is that if it was just the brain, it's unlikely that there would be anything left. The brain is just a soft tissue. There's no way that it would still be around after almost 3 decades. So more than likely, this was a tumor that had gone undiscovered, which would then calcify and harden after his death, making much more sense than a brain made up of human tissue calcifying after his death. Especially because we have no other report of a brain doing that inside of a human skull. Apparently, a doctor had also told Edgar Allan Poe earlier in life that he had a lesion on his brain. So what's super crazy about all of these theories is that all of these theories could happen at once. He could have been drunk off his ass. He could have had a brain tumor. He could have been kidnapped. He could have been kidnapped by the brothers and beaten. It could have literally been all of them. And what's absolutely crazy and so sad is that Edgar Allan Poe would have no idea he would become the world-renowned writer that he is today. He is so famous, in fact, that the Edgar Writing Award was named after him. And to this day, they still have no idea what exactly caused the death of Edgar Allan Poe. So tell me what you think happened. Do you think that he was just crazy and went off the deep end? Do you think that he was beaten to death? Or do you think that he just had a little depression time and accidentally killed himself? Thank you so much for hanging out with me. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to hit that follow button and hit the notification bell so that you're told whenever I post a new episode twice a week. And you definitely need it now because who knows when I'm going to post these fucking things. It's just twice a week. When it hits your phone screen or wherever you listen to me, it's just a little surprise from Audie. A little gift, if you will. Make sure that if you have any suggestions for new episodes that you send them over to me on my Instagram. As always, my name is Audie and this has been Audie's Oddities.